Stargazer time. Our weekly look into the massive universe around our very small planet. And as usual, we turn to the expertise of Christopher Phillips. We've got him on the line. Hey, Christopher, welcome back. What do you have for us this week?
Hey, Dave. It's good to be back. This week, stargazers look out for Saturn in our southwestern skies after sunset, before it sets at around 10:20. The moon this week will be full, so stargazing for those faint objects in the heavens will be very challenging indeed.
And this week, we've got a discovery relating to Haleakala, I understand.
Yeah. In May of this year, the Pan-STARRS Observatory atop Haleakala spotted a comet in the farthest reaches of the solar system. This comet is known as K2, and it's been making its way in towards the sun. As it does so, the Hubble Space Telescope has been observing its progress, and to the surprise of many astronomers, the comet is already active.
Is this the one that's headed towards the sun?
It's going to come close to the sun, but it's not going to collide with the sun.
And what do you mean by active? Is there something happening there on the surface of the thing?
There is indeed. As the comet gets closer to the sun, its icy surface begins to warm up. All this extra energy means that gas and dust gets excited and begins to escape into space, forming a comet's tail. What's interesting about this comet is we think it's been active for around 4 years already.
Meaning that it was so cold that for the last 4 years as it moves towards the sun, it's been melting and being active, basically.
Yeah, very, very slowly.
And so how often do comets come into the solar system?
Well, we normally split comets up into two main groups. There's long-period comets and short-period comets. The long ones have orbits that are greater than 200 years, and the short ones have orbits that are less than 200 years. What's really exciting about K2 is we think this is its first ever journey into the solar system from the Oort cloud in the farthest reaches of the solar system.
And we're going to be following this journey all the way as it progresses?
We certainly are.
And is it a big one? And is there any kind of worry that it could collide with Earth?
It is a big one. K2 is around 12 miles in diameter, which means it is a planet killer. However, we don't have anything to worry about because K2 doesn't pose a danger to the Earth. But in 2022, it may prove to be a spectacular sight for stargazers in our night sky.
Well, that's a few years off, but we'll count on you to have the report then when we get to 2022. It's Christopher Phillips. Thank you so much.
You are welcome, Dave.
And I'm Dave Lawrence. We'll catch you next week for Stargazer.